And now for our story. We left a gripping situation yesterday when Max Tilley, out of his head from grief over the condition of Mary Southern, was brought home by Daddy Stratford. All we could learn about Mary's condition was that it was little improved. We shall know more about it from our episode today. Our scene opens in the hospital in Mary's sick room, where we find Dr. Benson talking to Nurse Miller.
And you'd better have a night nurse take her temperature every hour.
Yes, Dr. Benson. Anything else?
No, that's all I can think of now. Maybe she'll rally today and will not need the extra care.
Dr. Benson, what do you honestly think?
Oh, didn't I say?
No. I think I know what's caused Mrs. Southern's condition, but you haven't verified it for me.
It's much worse than I expected first. Much worse.
And I think you found out it's something more than a single condition.
Yes, there are complications. I didn't realize at first what the other condition was. Now that I know, I'm more dubious of its outcome.
Do you think it will affect her internally?
That's what I don't want to say right now. I'm not prepared at this moment to say the extent of her injury.
It's one of the strangest cases we've ever had in this hospital.
Yes. And I'm afraid it's a case somebody's going to suffer for.
You mean...
Well, let's say now, Miller. If we could only get her out of this coma. That's what makes it difficult to determine.
Well, I thought for a moment this morning that she was having a rally, but then she sank back.
What time was that?
About 8:30, I believe it was.
If you notice that again, call me if I'm here at the hospital.
Yes, Doctor. How's the pulse now?
It's dropped considerably.
That's okay.
Miller, I've got to tell Max about it. I can't bring myself to the point of doing it.
I know. Could I do it?
No, I'll do it, but... Well, you know, I know certain things about Max's own condition better than anybody else knows it. Better than he knows it himself. I don't know if he can stand the shock of what I'll have to tell him.
Maybe you shouldn't tell him.
Well, there's much to be said on both sides.
But if it's for the worst, and you can at least save him, why, later, when the shock of her illness has worn off and he's become resigned, why, it'll be like a blow on an already deadened feeling.
Miller, I admire you. Your practicality. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. You better go home, call Max's home and tell him I want to see him.
Yes, Dr. Benson. Oh, he's waiting outside, Dr. Benson.
Miller, you stay in here with Mary. I better not let Max come in.
All right.
Doc, let me come in. Please, Doc, I gotta see her. Doc, it's been days.
No, Max. Let's sit down here a minute, Max.
Doc, I can't sit down. Well, maybe you're right, Doc. I'm so tired now. So tired.
I know, Max. I don't know how you've stood it these past few days.
I'd stand anything for Mary. How is she, Doc? Tell me she's better.
No, Max, I can't say anything one way or the other right now. Well, what about you? You all right, Max?
Sure, of course I'm all right. Why shouldn't I be?
Your head clear this morning?
Sure. What's the matter, Doc?
Well, nothing's the matter, Max. I just wanted to be sure the strain wasn't showing her news.
Oh, I know. I went a little cuckoo yesterday, but that was nothing.
Better let me know when you begin to feel a bit strange again.
Nuts? Who said I was crazy?
Nobody, Max, only... Well, I was talking to Daddy Stratford this morning, and he was a bit worried about your condition. I was coming over to see you in about an hour. In fact, I think you should have stayed in bed today and rested up.
Me stay in bed while Mary's sick? Are you crazy, Doc?
Maybe so. This day and night vigil is hard enough on any man. How'd you feel yesterday when you went out?
You mean when I wandered off and Daddy found me down by the river walking through the woods like a loony?
Well, that was nothing. Anybody's liable to go off the head at times with great emotional upset or strain.
Well, I don't know what you call it, Doc, but yesterday about noon, I just couldn't wait here no longer. I had to do something with my hands. Did you ever feel that way? Like you wanted to tear things with your hands? You're so upset.
Yes, that's not exactly an uncommon feeling among people, Max. Go on.
Well, I just wanted to tear that door down. And I was afraid that I'd wake Mary.
Uh-huh.
And then I got an awful fear.
Yeah?
Maybe Mary wasn't in that room anymore. Maybe somebody had sneaked her away when I wasn't watching.
Took her away, maybe.
Maybe she wasn't unconscious at all, but somebody had kidnapped her. I tell you, Doc, every crazy idea in the world was busting through my brain. I had to get out. I got the crazy idea somewhere. It just popped in my head. They'd taken Mary down to the river. And she was being kept from me in an old shack down there. And I got mad and crazy. And I started on a run to find her. It seemed like I'd been running through the woods for days. And then I seen somebody coming. And I know he was the kidnapper. And I grabbed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I passed out. I didn't come to until this morning. Then I found out that he wasn't a kidnapper at all, but Daddy Stratford looking for me. Gosh, I guess he had a time with me.
Yes, you give Daddy about the biggest tussle in his life. He's hardly able to stand up this morning. He's so tired. Next time, Mac, you let us know so we can have a big, husky guy to bring you home.
Say, Doc, listen. You think I might lose my mind? Honestly, now, Doc. Am I going crazy?
Oh, no, Mac. Now, don't worry about it. You were suffering from exhaustion after 36 hours without sleep or food. You just had a bad case of hysteria, a bit of hallucinations. And a bit of food and sleep has done the trick, hasn't it?
Sure. I feel swell this morning.
Now, Max, you've got yourself under control, and I want you to make up your mind now to keep yourself under control. You've got to see that you get sleep and food during this period. It's going to demand great patience and self-control from all of us, and especially from you. Will you do that for me?
Sure, Doc, sure. I'll do anything you say. It'll help Mary.
That's fine. Good stuff. You look 100% better now, without that beard and strained look on your face.
Everything's ready for your examination, Dr. Benson.
I've got to go now, Max.
Oh, Doc, wait. Don't stall me like this. You promised to tell me how she is. What's her chances to get well?
Well, Max, I can't say now. Please, don't press me.
Doc, tell me something. Tell me the worst. Anything is better than this suspense.
Well, Max, if you insist, I might as well tell you frankly. I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know what possibility she has of getting well. Her case has developed complications.
What? Listen, Doc, I don't speak that language. Tell me in plain words. Now, what is it?
Max, it would be unfair to tell you entirely what I believe and suspect. There are certain things I have to find out yet.
Listen, now, don't talk to me in riddles, will you?
Honestly, I don't know anything definitely. I've had her stomach pumped out. I've had her contents analyzed. But the findings they report doesn't make sense. I haven't had time to leave Mary a minute and find out what I want to know.
Well, can I find it out for you?
No. Keep your head, Max. I'm going to tell you frankly. I'm stumped what to do for Mary. I'm doing all I can. But I need consultation.
What's that?
I need to call in specialists in Chicago.
Why don't you do it? Call them. I'll call them. Say, how many do you want?
Max, do you realize what it would cost to bring out from Chicago the specialists I'd like to talk to?
What difference? Who cares? Save Mary. That's all I want. If it costs me the whole town, the rest of my life, I'll work my fingers a bone to pay for it. What's his name? I'll go call.
Take it easy, Max. I thought of everything, and I've written a description of Mary's case to Dr. Case. I'll hear from him today.
Oh, no, Doc. We want him right here. I don't trust his letter writing. I'm going to call him myself. I'll fly up there and get him. I'll get a lot of specialists.
All right, Max, but you let me handle that part of it.
Oh, Dr. Benson, your patient's ready.
I've got to go now, Max. Mary needs me.
Yeah, Doc. Can I speak to her? Just 1 minute. Only a word.
I might as well tell you, Max. Mary hasn't regained consciousness yet.
What? Doc, she can't be like this. Doc.
Take it easy, Max. You might as well face it. Mary has a 50-50 chance to recover.
Oh, God. Doc, what is it? Can't you tell me that much? What's wrong with her that she's this way?
Max, I'm not sure what kind it is. I'm not sure how she got it. But Max, I'm pretty sure it was poison. Quick and violent poison that struck Mary down that afternoon she drank the toast. That's all I can say.
Poison. So it was poison that caused Mary to faint suddenly right at the height of the celebrities at the bottling works. But can this be? Where could the poison have come from? Who would be so mean? Who could hate Mary enough to poison her? No, that doesn't make sense. For Mary herself would say, if she were able to say it right now, that she hasn't an enemy in the world, so far as she knows. Is there some mistake in this whole tragic affair? And is that why Dr. Benson has been so reluctant all along to make any statement about Mary's condition? Until he's had sufficient time to investigate further? Don't fail to listen in tomorrow for a new development in this situation in the life of Mary Southern. Brought to you with the best wishes of the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.